Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiar.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you check out my website. When you get a chance, lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever's going on in your small business, from alpha to omega, from excitement to concern, from founding to getting rid of a business, whatever's going on in the time continuum of your small business or the events of your small business, we've got something you can read or listen to or watch. We have videos there. Yeah, how about that? Right there on the homepage. Check them out, and don't forget to take the poll question. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Gene Greisman, Dr. Gene Greisman is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Gene is, as you know, is one of the top Lincoln portrayers on the planet, probably in the galaxy. The author of a number of books, including Lincoln Speaks to Leaders, and also my favorite, The Words Lincoln Lived By, and a number of other very important management productions and books and videos and audios that he's done. He's our good friend. Gene Greisman, welcome back.
I'm always glad to be with you.
It's good to have you here.
I thought I'd pick up on something that you said, Ask Mr. Lincoln. Yeah. Right at the end, you're talking about whether we have any statesmen left in Washington. Reminded me, there was a governor of Georgia years ago. His name was Maddox. He was an ardent segregationist and racist, but he had a soft spot in his heart for criminals, for prisoners, and was very liberal in his manner and his attitudes toward them. And he made a famous statement. He said, "We're not going to have better prisons in Georgia till we get a better class of prisoners." And I was thinking, when you were saying that we don't have any statesmen left in Washington, we're not going to get better politicians until we have a better class of citizens.
I agree. You're probably right. So you're turning that one
because,
right around.
You know, it's citizens that we draw up. The citizens are our pool from which we draw politicians.
So I see your point. You know, folks, he's turning that mirror right around on us here. Hey, Gene,
some people that have radio shows.
There you go. Yeah, you're not gonna get better radio shows till you get a better class of citizen. That's for sure. Hey, Gene, talk to us about what you've learned in your life as an award-winning personality, a television producer, author. On and on, so many accomplishments in your life, and also having as a student of Abraham Lincoln, talk to us about what you've learned about dealing with adversity, because a lot of people are you know, even if it's not all the time, every small business deals with adversity during their day, just about every day. There's something that comes up that's in their face. Help us with this a little bit, please.
Well, I'll be happy to. As you know, Abraham Lincoln is generally thought of as an expert on failure. because he had so many.
Right.
But I would like to give you four points that I think Lincoln would agree with me on that you ought to consider when you think about setbacks and failures. One, understanding. I'll talk about each one of attitude, analysis, and your resolve. First of all, your understanding. You have to recognize that there are generally a lot of no's on the way to yes. When you read the history of writers, they get rejected a lot of times.
Every successful salesperson knows that.
Yes. And you see, Lincoln, it is an overstatement whenever you think he never, ever had a success until one fine day when he ran for president and got elected. He lost the first time he ran for the Illinois legislature, but he won the next time. Mm-hmm. He lost the first time he wanted to go to the House of Representatives. At least the politicians didn't choose him to run. Mm-hmm. And then he was elected. Mm-hmm. So there are no's on the way to yes, and that's your understanding. You have to grasp that. Mm-hmm. Second, your attitude, and that's sort of self-talk. Lincoln had to deal with severe depression, and he gave some advice to as to how to deal with it, and he said, whenever it descends on you, when you're depressed, you have to keep saying to yourself, this will pass away. This will soon So that's the attitude. Then the third, analysis. You have to discover the real reason why you failed. Speaking of salesmen, every salesman and every saleswoman knows that whenever you fail, it may be not because your product was bad, but it might be because your timing was bad.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It might not be because your presentation was bad, but you made it to the wrong person.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to analyze not whether you should do it again, but how you should do
it again. And also self-analysis, too. Not just analyze the conditions, but self-analysis.
What do you mean by that? Elaborate on that one.
It means you have to look at yourself. What did I do to cause that not to happen?
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Or was the setting wrong? Well, I went in a partnership, maybe the partnership's not right.
I got a minute left, Jen. What's the other one?
And the last one is resolve. Lincoln wrote, must is the word. You cannot fail if you will not.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, Lincoln also said, whenever you are embarrassed, you must quit thinking about it and talking about it and move on to something else.
Mm-hmm.
That's resolve.
Right. I like
that. And Lincoln had lots of resolve.
Gene, thank you so much for being here. Give us your website. Tell us how we can find your books and all the things that you offer, please.
It is presidentlincoln.com.
www.presidentlincoln.com. That's how they can find you if they would like to have you appear as President Lincoln, too, right?
That is absolutely right.
Thank
I do a lot of conventions.
Here. Thank you, Gene, for being here. Dr. Gene Griesman, ladies and gentlemen, G-R-I-E-S-S-M-A-N, if you're Googling him. Or just find him on his website or mine. He's all over my website. Right back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.